by noting here in Rashi, and we noted that it's a steer in Rashi, not just over here. We considered solutions. We talked about Shita Sarambam. And I think what we are about to discuss, begin discussing, is Mechikas Tishtush Dio. So the Rush starts off by saying, L'chaora, you should be potter. There shouldn't be a Malacha of Mechikas Tishtush Dio. The Malacha seems to be Mechikas Osios. And that would seem to be. But he says that we see that that's not true. Right? Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yosi, Zechomer Mochek Mibakosev, Behind New Time, Kipamim, Kasa Bemishkan Taos, right? That's when they would do Mochek. I mean, Adin Hayarawi Lachayev, Af Mochek Osacha. So he begins by noting, one second, if we look to Mishkan, what should the shear be? Osachas. Because that's what they did in the Mishkan. Right? So why are you chayev only for mechika shtei osios, or at least makom lichto shtei osios? She'eno ra'ui l'chayev al machsheves ksiva yoser me'al ksiva atzmo. So that's a very interesting point, which is we're going to define mochek. We're going to limit mochek by the limitations of kosev. Okay, but l'chalapachos, if you're mochik os achas, so l'chaoret should have to be an os, couldn't be tish tush tush. But then he says, one second, it says in the braisa, mochik os achas, I mean tosefta, nafla diol sefer, machko shav ala pinkas machko, im yish makomo kede lichto shteos yos chayev. So he says, I don't understand why that is. And he writes, "V'yesh lomar haynu taima dehaos shenichta b'taos kemandalei sedamia." Ah, so even when you're mochik an os, you're not mochik an os. It's not the pshat that the gadir of the melacha is mochik osios, because an os b'taos is zero. The ikar hachiyuv b'shvil machsheves haksiva. So what is the chiyuv? Hechsher leksiva. Doesn't really matter what's there. Is it an os? Is it just an ink blotch? Irrelevant. And therefore, you are chayav. V'hai denaka b'braisa machak os gedola. I did a tani kasav os achas gedola. But really, that's irrelevant. Okay. So, what is the geder of the melacha? If you were to ask me from this rush, I would say it's hachana l'ksiva. That's the geder of the melacha. But it's not so pashut. We have the Gemara, back to Gittin again, here, Tesmet Aleph. Hakosev diol gabi sikra, chayv shtayim. Why? Mochek and kosev. Now, could we really say that the mechika over there is hachana l'ksiva? It's not really, because it's already mukhshar la'oso ksiva, right? You're able to write black on top of red. So you can't really say that that you need to erase the red in order to write the black. It's not true. So if you said the gader of the melacha was mechikas osios, like the havamina of the rush, then that gemara makes a lot of sense. Well, I say I did two things. I A, erased the red letter, and B, wrote the black letter. But if you're going to define the melacha as hachana leksiva, then that doesn't really make sense. I've had some thoughts on that, but for now, we'll leave it as a tzachian, and maybe we'll suggest an answer a little bit later. But there's some confusion, some unclarity, ambiguity about the gather of this melacha. You get the same ambiguity when you look at the Rambam. The Rambam, on the one hand, in Halacha Tes, writes, Hamochek ksav amenas lichto bimkom hamechek shtei osios chayim. The impression you get is that the gather of the melacha is mechikas ksav, right? Like the Havamina, the Rash. It's Mechikas Ksav. Okay, it doesn't have to be Ksav. Also, Rishima, like he explains later on, Mechikas Arishim. But still, okay, that's a Mechika of Rishima. So if I were to just have this formulation, I would think that if you're Mechik Tishtush Dio, you are going to be Pater according to the Rambam. But the Rambam doesn't say that. Halacha Tesi does pass in the Tosefta. Nafla Dio, Agabe Sefer, Machakosa. Nafla Shav, Agabe Pinkas, Machakosa. So we see that he does conclude, like the Rosh, like the Tosefta, that you're chay for mechikas dio. But then why does he say at the beginning, if you are, that you're chay if you're mochik ksav? Ksav is irrelevant, like the Rosh says. Ksav, once it's a tos, is of no value. So it's a tricky question. Yeah, Stira and Rambam. Why does he mochik ksav? Mochik, when he defines the malacha, it's defined as mochik ksiva, but that's not true. The malacha is mochik ksiva is irrelevant. Yes ksiva, no ksiva. That's of zero consequence. It's mochik al menas lechtov. So. Leave out the word. Hamochek al menas lechtov b'makom hamechek shtei osios chayev. Why does he say hamochek ksav al menas lechtov b'makom hamechek shtei osios? Unless you're going to say for the Rambam that maybe both are true, and it's like a tolda. In other words, there are the av is mechika saksav dumya demishkan. But there's a tolda of even mechikas non ksav as long as it's lahachir ksiva. Not clear. Yes, indeed. Let's see. When the Rambam says, yeah. So, bedochak, I could say, maybe that if you have to look, if it's not a tolda, it's at least a derivative. I'm not sure. I agree. It's not, that's difficult. So I saw that the Nesiv Chaim, Simin Tzadi Gimel, says, you're right, that the first diuk of Hamochik Saf is so strong, you have to say that the Rambam actually did learn like the Havamina the Rosh. Why are you chay for dio? Because we're talking about dio that's on top of letters. In other words, nafla shav algabe letters, or dio algabe letters. If you remember yesterday, we pointed out that if you make that ukimta, which does seem like a very, very difficult ukimta, that would answer another question that we had in the Rambam, which is about mechika. If you need almanas lechtov to make it just masakein, or that's part of the getter the malacha.
I don't understand how that ukimta helps. That assumes that
you're still erasing letters.
It's a letter, even if you have a deal on that.
That's what he's assuming. Very difficult. You're saying both, not just textually. But
saying, like, if the letter is recognizable, then Mali Dio, and if it's not recognizable, then
it's already been erased, right? Yeah. It's gone. So Bishlama by Shava, it still exists. It's just covered by the Shava, right? I assume that's what he means to say, that it's there.
Or in as much as you assume that the Shava is, I don't know, connected or something, that it could be,
yeah,
whatever.
In Achanami, it's very difficult for that reason. Also, he's imagining again that it's still there, just covered. But he compares it to the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, which says Hamochik Dio Shala Klaf, and the Lashon of the Rambam is Nafla Dio Algabe Sefer Umachakosa. So why is that important? Because it means because there's something underneath it. That's the way he's learning it. In other words, somehow or another, the Osios remain Kayamos underneath the Ksav. It's not like they're gone, they're just covered, and therefore we could still see this as a gather of mechikas osios. Sort of like the Shvus Yaakov that the Bir Halacha quotes. But it's difficult, and he says no. The Aruch HaShulchan, for example, Sif Katam Chaf over here disagrees. He says no, the Rambam says you're chayiv even if nafal dio on niyar halak. The other extreme, it's not just even if it's you have ink that fell on a blank sheet of paper, since it's a hechsher l'ksiva, and the Rambam actually does hold like the Rosh Lamaskana, not the Havamina, and that's the presentation you get in the Beis Yosef as well, that there's no chiluk between the Rambam and the Rosh. Al kol panim, it's aser. So we seem to paskin that both accept both definitions of the muacha, both anything that's a hechsher leksiva as well as mechikas osios. Now, l'chora, of course, if you have neither one of those, it's going to be mutter. There's no shaila. In other words, neither hechsher leksiva or mechikas osios. There's an interesting chayadav, it's quoted in Dirshu Note 16, that says, you know what? Actually, even if you lack both, it's aser at least midrabana. For example, if you have ink on your hand and you erase it or you wash it off, even though you're not planning to write underneath that, you're not going to write it on your, you just like spilled some ink on your hand. And it's not a letter, right? Either one of those, I could hear why it's aser midrabana. But here it's neither. And he still says it's aser midrabana to wash your hands. Why is it different than any other washing of your hands from dirt? Dio, I guess. In other words, for some reason, not sure where he gets it from, Niven says, so even though that's going to prevent you from being able to do Netilas Yadayim, you still can't wash your hands, right? Now, like some, I don't know, like when you write with a pen that's leaky, you know, you end up with ink over here, you know, on Shabbos, you can't wash that off. Unbelievable. In other words, somehow or another, seems like a very big chiddush, but he goes ahead and says, no, that at least on the Drabadan level, there's an iser of mechikas dio, because dio is something used for writing.
Is it possible that that could be derived from the Rambam about Maisa Behema? That if, I know that you could think of what exactly that Rambam means about Sikra, mm-hmm. but if something which isn't the Tzura is somehow usher, let's assume, als kosei, then maybe erasing such a thing, even though it's not a normal letter or a normal tsura, might still be usher midrabanan.
Yeah, maybe. Again, I don't know what makor would be, but again, what I think it... yeah.
Meaning, if you say that, then that gemara would be the makor.
Well, that gemara is a Mr. Deraisa.
Of no.
Oh, because it's Shema. Uh-huh.
You're going to.
Okay, I hear. Fine. Not everybody agrees with the Chayz Adam. The Ktzos HaShulchan says, no, it's not true. It's only when it's either. He's a place of writing. Or almanas lichtov. Now, this also brings us back to the Mordechai, but we'll get back to that in a moment. Fine. What about Shava la Sefer Torah? So I think this used to probably be a very common question, because they used to have like candelabras with wax candles. And you know, above the Sefer Torah you need light, but then it would drip. Though, this Shiloh once came up in Shink. I remember I was, I don't know if it was Shava or not, but they called me up Shabbos, and there was basically, I have no clue how this happened, but there was some type of tishtush on top of the words. So you couldn't see a particular letter, but thought it could. You could scratch it off and then the letter would reappear. So is that mutter to do on Shabbos? So as I said, the Tosefta says Nafla Dio Al Gabi Sefer Machka Shav Al Gabi Pinchas Machko. So Im Yesh Makom Lichtov Deosios Chayev. Oh, so the Bach over here already asks that if you find wax on a letter, it should be usher to it should be a chatzi shir if it's on one letter. You see from here that wax on a letter is not a letter, right? It's gone. Because if the letter is still here, so then why? What's the isser? What's the isser? Now, interesting question is like this. Then why should this be kosev as well? Right? Because when you erase that wax, so now not only have you been done an act of mechika, you've done an act of ksiva. But that's what the Bach says, that it loses the shame os. And therefore, So then they ask, the Magen Avraham, all the Achronim ask, there's a stira to this. Because we know, Lagabe Hilchos Ksivas Tfilin, if you have some wax that falls on a letter and you remove it, so then it's a valid cloth. It's a valid filling. And we don't consider it Tasa or Shaloka Sidron, I guess. We don't consider it Shaloka Sidron. Now, if really the wax on top of the letter makes it as though the letter has disappeared, so then why is that kasher tefillin? That's the kasha. Oh.
Could I ask you a similar question?
Yeah.
How would removing wax be any better than chok tochos? In both cases, you're not.
Question.
Yeah, but it's okay.
Well, so that's the kasha. So for that reason, there are those who disagree with the Bach, and they say, no, what's the pshana tosefta? The tosefta doesn't mean what it sounds like. It's talking about a case where wax fell on a blank sheet of paper, and you are erasing the wax to create a place to write. So that's molchik amanas lechtov. And that's, first of all, why it's not a shiloh of kosev. And second of all, in other words, the letter is still there. When the wax falls on the letter is still there. You can't see it, but it's still there. So that's they disagree with the Bach. The Shuvos Shvus Yaakov, Chelak da Beisim and Dalet, disagrees. He says, no, Shaval Apinchas is molchik, because the ksiva underneath it is actually nimchak, but removing the wax from the cloth is not mochek, because you're just removing what's underneath it. In other words, the case of the tosefta is very meduyak. It doesn't say cloth from, I mean, shava from paper or cloth. It says shava from a pinkas. The way the pinkases work were, I don't know, I suppose that it would be like a smooth writing surface and then you pour wax on it and you'd be able to write on it again or something like that. It's dafka shava from pinkas. But here, when you have shava on osios, it's not mechika at all. So l'chora, according to the Shvus Yaakov, going back to my shaila chink, right, it would be okay to erase that that wax or whatever, that tishtush that's on top of the letter. Except the Shvus Yaakov says, well, it's going to be also for a different reason. Huh. Which malacha? It's going to be memachik. That's interesting. It's memachik because you're smoothing out the cloth. There's now this bump on the cloth. Yeah. You have a bump on the cloth. When you scratch off the wax, let's say with your fingernail, so now you've smoothed it out, and therefore it's aser for that reason. So both the Bach and the Shvus Yaakov say it's aser to remove it, though for different reasons. Either it's meleches mechika or it's meleches memachik. Okay, they both could be called mechik.
But for the Shvus Yaakov, you can read that section of the Torah.
Could be a nafkamina is from reading it. And the Mishnah Berurah has an interesting conclusion, which I'm not holding in Hilchos Ksivas Sefer Torah, but I thought it was surprising. He says, what should you do, Lamaisa, if you come up to the situation? You should just keep on reading it. And you'll read it Baal Peh, even though you can't see the letter. Even though normally you're not allowed to do Kriyas HaTorah Baal Peh. Now, it's true, even if you accept the Shvus Yaakov, the letter is here below, but you can't see it. So it is Begadir Baal Peh. And so he clears about what if it's in between Aliyah, you get a new Sefer Torah, the like. I don't know what the logic of the, is he saying, because B'diavad, you don't need a Sefer, you know, you don't need a Kriya from a Kasher Sefer Torah like the Rambam. I don't know, I wasn't sure about that point. But one way or the other, this question is very, you know, gets again, once again, to this question of how do you define Meleches Ksiva? Okay. So as I said, this question once happened to me. I didn't actually know what it was. I just saw it and it looked funny and I like scratched it and then it came off. So whether I did the right thing or not, there's a different question. I don't know if it adhered enough to, could be that whatever it was like some fluff that, you know, it would have been okay according to both the Bach and the Shvus Yaakov. I don't remember. It just, it, I don't know. Like I saw this thing on it. It didn't make sense that there was this thing. And I, you know, they've lain from the Sefer Torah before. So I touched it and it came off. So it could be what I did was wrong. It could be that both of them would only be machmir if it's something that adheres to a greater extent. But I guess I shouldn't have been so quick to take it off at the time. I'm not sure what I did was right or not. Should have tried to blow it off. I don't know. Okay. So this brings us to our question of writing on a cake, which is what a question we've already discussed, but we never got to actually discuss. We just referred to. So now we'll look at it inside. So it's from a Mordechai. The Mordechai brings from, and it's Mamish, it's Yana Dioma, because if you look at some of the Kadmonim, when they talk about this, they used to do this on Shavuos. And they would write like Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe on the cakes. And in one of the Rishonim, I saw they wrote this long Megillah of letters, like Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, like a tefillah, bakashos. I don't know, it must have been a giant cake. But anyway, but that's, so this was, and they talk all of that. It's really fascinating how they used to bring the kids to the shul in the middle of the night to lick the letters off. And they would like make sure they would bring them in the night. They shouldn't see anything tameh because they had to be tahor. So they would wrap them up in a talis and carry them to shul. And it was very interesting. So in the context of mechika, you see all these fascinating menhagim that they used to have in the tkufas harishonim. But here's what's relevant to us. So nishal rabbeinu al ugos hatinokos shekosan alein osios betevos ech ochlenos hamatinokos biyamtiv. Well, that's why it's yamtiv, because this was the minhag on Shavuos. V'heishiv imi shemolchik biyamtiv laki sura deraisa b'molchik ala manas lichtov kedamrinan b'akval gadol. Mia isura derabanan eka. So it's not mechika amanas lichtov, so we're not dealing with an isura deraisa, but it is asa midrabanan. Uvenesinas uvetinok ein lachosh, why? Dekatan ochon velos ein beisim etzudim alav lafrisho. So Taka tells her to eat these cookies, but it's only in the Sidra Rabbanan. And therefore, we're not Mitzvah Lafrisho, you know, the Katan's like Yil Chinuch, and therefore it is okay. So
I mean, the Mordechai doesn't say the reason you're being Makil is because it's the Rabbanan, it's because there's no Safina.
Yes, you're correct. In other words, Mordechai is not saying the Kula, the Rashba. There is a very famous machlokas in the Rambam and the Rashba about whether there's Nisr Safinan for Din D'Rabbanan. Rashba says no, proves it from a Sugya Nivamos. The Rambam says yes, and we pass in generally L'chumra on that Shaila. So that is correct. But the fact that it's D'Rabbanan is relevant. Sounds like even if it's a D'Oraisa, but he does say that we're dealing with mechika de Rabbanan. Is that relevant? Is that relevant? Right? So let's talk a little bit. First, we'll talk about the Sfiya aspect here, and then we'll talk about the mechika aspect here. And this Sfiya aspect is a shaila all the time on Shabbos. Giving your kid a toy that, you know, involves melacha, like, what about a rattle? What about a fire truck that has a siren button? And it comes up in Hilchos Kashrus. Okay, we're not going to feed our kids like nevela, but what about if they're just finished eating meat? Their mouth is still full of meat and they want a bottle. You want to put them to bed. They want a bottle of milk, whatever it is. You got to give them that bottle of milk, right? So what's the other sphere? So, and it's Parshas HaShavua. Right, I'm going backwards still. And we're Vamarta, which is one of the three places in the Torah where the Torah asers Sfiya, and from which the Gemara darshins is an issus machlokas rishonim, whether that's an issus deraisa or derabanan. One way or the other, let's take one step back though. Before we talk about issus Sfiya, what about the issus deraisa? The pasuk says in Shabbos, l'sasukom l'achatal v'inchovitacha. So when I give my kid this thing, is that an issur deraisa of ata v'inchovitacha? The answer is no, because that issur, that prohibition, is only said when they're doing melacha on your behalf. But that prohibition is not violated when they're doing melacha for themselves. Just like the same thing for behemos. If your animal, shvisas bemto, right? If your animal is working for you, that's an issur deraisa. If your animal's just eating grass because, you know, he enjoys grass, he's hungry, there's no isser there. That's not a violation. So the same thing when we're talking about ata din chavitach, even though we are talking about banim uvnosav haktanim, and that's why if your kid tries to do something for you, you must stop them. If the kid turns off the lights and then, like, you frown, and then they're about to turn it back on, you have to stop them if you can, because that is a violation of specious benel. But here, that's not relevant. Why is the kid doing this mechika? The kid's doing the mechika not to make you happy. I mean, it's because, right, he likes the cake. If he's doing it to make you happy, like, say, you know, sometimes people bring their kids to the, what do they call it? The Mamish Lagba Omer, Mamish Nyanadiyoma, the thingy where they go and they lick the letters. The kids don't want to lick the letters. The parents say, no, you have to lick it, right? So then it would be a problem. We're going to see why that's relevant here in a moment. But assuming the kid's eating the cake because they like the cake, so there's no inyan at all of the d'oraisa concern of Shvisas Beno. It's for their selves. And so if you're at all based in Mitzvah Nalav Lefri Shofar, then it would be also. But we pass Kanaim based in Mitzvah Nalav Lefri Shofar. If there higia l'chinuch, so then at least upon the parents, it would be aser, it would be incumbent upon the parents to stop them. But we're talking here about little kids. So therefore, the only concern we have is Sophia, and therefore we have to figure out what is the gader of Sophia. That's basically our shaila over here. So as we said, if you held like the Rashba's in Yevamah Daf Kufya Dalet and Aleph, then there would also be no shaila, because once we say that this is an Issa D'Rabbanan, there's no Sfiyah by an Issa D'Rabbanan. However, assuming like the Rambam, Perek Yud Zayin of Machos Asurah Salacha Chav Zayin, that there's an Issa Sfiyah even for an Issa D'Rabbanan, so now we have to figure out what's the halacha. There's actually a double machlok between the Rashba and the Rambam. One is there an Issa Sfiyah for Issa D'Rabbanan? And two is, Rambam holds, even if ain based in mitzvah lafrisho, mitzvah aviv ligor bo. And according to Rashba, there's no mitzvah of chinuch for mitzvah saseh. For mitzvah lo saseh, only for aseh, which is another fascinating machlokas. But on that shaila, it's in Or Chaim Shinmem Gimel Sif Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch is so same, not like the Rashba. The Bir Halacha quotes Rabbi Kiva Eger that maybe B'Shas Adchak you could be makel for the Rashba. You should be aware of that. But basically, we're machmir for the Rambam. So now we could return to our question. So the Rash, this Mordechai does not seem to hold like the Rashba. He holds like the Rambam. That's why he's concerned. He's concerned with Sfiyah, but he's saying this isn't Sfiyah. Okay. Why is it not Sfiyah? Right? Uvetinok in Lachosh. So this is considered lo safinan le biyadayim. So why isn't it safinan le biyadayim? Or to put it differently, would this mean, seems like he's saying, well, safinan le biyadayim means I put the cookie in his mouth, or maybe in his hands, not clear. But let's say over here, I'm just putting the cookie down in front of the kid, and the kid picks up the cookie and eats it. So that's not safinan le biyadayim. It's the child's choice, decision to eat this cookie, and therefore it's okay. So seemingly, we would say the same thing is true for machalos asuros. That's what I would have thought. In which case, going back to our bottle shaila, very common shaila, right? The kid wants a bottle. I know they have mamish, you know, it's not just a question of waiting 6 hours. They have meat in their mouth still. They just finished eating, right? But they want their bottle. Are you allowed to give them the bottle? So at the very least, I would think, based off of this Mordechai, if I don't hand them the bottle, let's say I put the bottle down in front of them and they pick up the bottle and drink the bottle, that should be okay. That should be okay, even though, yeah, they're consuming bas b'chalav, the Rabbanan. But still, no problem. Lo safin al yadayim. What's interesting is the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, when describing this Mordechai, seems to come to a fascinating conclusion that there's a different standard of sphia for melacha and for machalos asuros. So he writes, this is in Or Chaim Shin Mem Gimel Sifkat on Ches Tesen Yod. He writes, Chein Aser Lahargil Hakatan b'chol Shabbos u'moed, fine. Aser litein. Then he says, so you can't give your kid, let's say even during the week, like a bug to play with, because they might eat it. And even though it's only lo tishaktu, still shaykh to sfiya. And then he writes, v'chol zeh b'yisrei machalos afilu u'yisrei shezman goreim, aval mutar litein latinok b'shabbos chafatzim lasas ben melacha. And even says litein latinok, right? But that's okay. La'atzmo, v'afilim yadua sheyaseh bahem. You know he's going to do melacha. K'gom litein latinok uga, sheksuvim alav osio she'aser lachol b'shabbos, af al pi shatinok yochlana b'vadai, Kevan shemiskavenu lahanas atzmo en sarach lafrisho kimoshins bar lamala rak shelo yiten gadol l'soch piv sheltino. As long as you don't put it in his mouth, you hand it to him, it's okay. But what's so fascinating is, I would have thought this issue of sfiya is the same thing. So for machalos asuros also, there, you could give the kid the bug to play with. No. So what's very interesting is that with respect to Chol Shabbos, we have a different standard, even though it's the same Isser of Tzfiya, a different standard. Now, what's interesting is, he does say, like in the Mordechai, that this is true because it's Dirabanan. Sounds like maybe if it was Deraisa, we would not say that. Even though, again, if you think it's not Sfiyah, why should that make a difference? Now, then there's another Shulchan Aruch Rav, and the question is, how do they shtim? This is from Siman Shin Aleph, Sif Chaf Aleph. He's basically quoting the Magen Avraham over there, Sif Katan Lamid Hey. He's talking about over there, are you allowed to like dress your kids in clothing that have bells hanging from them? I don't know why, like you're afraid you're going to lose your kids, you know, so like you make them like the Kohen Gadol, you'll put some bells, you'll find out where they are, or whatever it is. So is that mutter or not? So even though the bells are already attached to their clothing, it's only mutter if there's no, you know, donger in the bell. Aval im yesh bam ingvil, ha'asui lahashmiya kol asurim lalav shem, again, only in Yisid Rabbanan, asurim lalav shem b'shabbos, can't dress him in his clothing on Shabbos, sh'asui lahashmiya kol shelzug ha'asui l'kashkesh bo hatinok. Vathal pishakan, osez osa katan, so I'm not doing anything, the katan's the one ringing the bell by walking, v'ein anu mitzuvim lahafresh ha'katan mechil Shabbos, mikol makom asur litin lomal bosh ze shazug arug bo, Shaharei zeh kemachilo eser b'yadayim. Wow. So that seems like a stira, right? You're allowed to give the kid chafatzim that you know they're going to do malacha with them, but you're not allowed to dress them in a clothing with a bell. So what's the pshat in the stira in the Shulchan Aruch Rav? So maybe an answer is that one is mechusar maisa. And as when they put them in the clothing with the bell, it's not mechusar maisa. It's like the sinas ha'uga l'soch piv, which he says is aser. But when you dress them in the clothing with the bell on it, so then immediately, as soon as you put it on, they start ringing the bell. It's a little dochak, because really, I would have thought in both cases, it is mechusar the maisa, the katan. They have to start moving around to ring the bell. So I'm not sure. So I thought maybe a better answer is that why do the parents dress the kids in these fancy clothing with bells on them? It's not for the kids, it's for the parents. So therefore, that's usher. Or maybe it's so that they know where the kid is. So like I said before, so they don't lose their kid, but whatever it is, it's not for the sake of the kids.
You're saying so it's not
something
and it's a
problem
all that
right. The problem with that is that he says, in other words, according to what I'm saying, that's not Madur. The problem is in Machilo Isr B'Yadayim. It's Shvisas Beno. So that's not such a great answer also. There's actually another steer in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and Simon Shin Mem Gimel, he writes, Motor Litain Latino Uga Shiksuvim Ala Osio Sha'asa Lachum Shabbos. Af al pi shatinok yochlan bevade kevan shes shemis kaven hu lahanas atzmo en tzach lafrisho rak shal itin agadol lesoch piv shal tinok. But in Simon Tafresh Tezayin at the end of Dalid, He writes, V'chein asr liten lefanav lechol. There he's talking about Yom Kippur. Sharehu ki'ilu machilo biyadayim. So could be. There it doesn't, it's asr not just to liten lesoch piv, but it's asr le, oh. So we could say that that's begadar machalos asuros. And therefore that's the explanation. That is a different standard. So not
what
clear.
What are you talking about?
He's talking about a kid that was higil chinuch, obviously.
For Yom Kippur, so that's
but still there's a din of sphia, which is also very interesting. There are those who argue that there's no sphia for only for things that are nisr chepta, not a nisr gavra. He's not assuming that way. He's saying that there's still a dinosphere, at least maybe tzalchenach. Anyway, what comes out lemaisa is like this. According to the Pashas and the Mordechai, there's no dinosphere when you put food in front of a kid, as long as you don't feed them. That's what I would think is the Pashas and the Mordechai. But according to the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that's a kula that's only said legabe hilchos Shabbos, not legabe machalos asuros. That's number one. So you can't, according to Shulchan Aruch Harav, you can't learn from this Mordechai to the case, let's say, that we said from the bottle. And not only that, but the Shulchan Aruch Harav, like we said, holds that this is true, not just for Nisr Chefta of Machalos Asuros, but even in Isser that's Talui Bezman of Machalos Asuros. If you take a look, there's an interesting Magen Avraham and Machzor Shekel about that over there. It's been tough reish. Tazayin Magen Avraham Sifkatan Beis. I'll call upon him. So what about the following Shaila?
Is he mechalek because of Lachas Machshavas, that the Katan has no mind to do Lachas?
You're saying just one other point. So then we have the Magen Avraham who's machmir by the bells. And either that's because if it's not going to be a stira because it happens immediately, or because it's done for the parent. Both of them, we weren't so sure about the chiluk, but seemingly you'd have to say one of those two things. Both seemed a little bit docha. Now, what you're suggesting is the following. You're saying, say it again.
Why is
malacha more kal than machalos asuros? That he says explicitly. Because Malach's Malach Shabbos. Problem with that is if that's true, then even if you stick it in his mouth, right? In other words, he's not denying the category of Safinan. He's just saying it's more calm.
Well, if he's sticking it in his mouth, maybe it's more Malachigo.
But he says that's also because of Safinan.
Okay.
So now let's see how this practically comes out. So are you allowed to give, I don't know, a pen to hand a child a pen that you know they're going to write with. So,
what about if, like, this hazel nut? Can you give your kid a bag of potato chips if they don't know how to open a fabric in the, or to be careful to do that?
Okay, good, good.
Like that's
so, right. So, according to the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Mordechai, that would be okay. I gave the example of the pen because there you could argue that maybe the Mordechai is only mekel because we're dealing with an Isidore Banan. And he does emphasize that here we're dealing with an Isidore Banan. Now, it's not clear if you need that because he does say that there's no Safin, this doesn't constitute Sfinan. So even if it's an Isidore Banan, why should it make a difference? But it might still be that he's only willing to accept this kula when it's a Isidore Banan. So that isn't clear. But if that diuk is correct, then it would be also to give the kid a pen. In the case of giving him the bag of potato chips, even though you know he's going to do it. So then, l'chora, we're dealing with a worse nisr de rabbanan, and therefore that would certainly be okay, and he's opening it on his own. And one might even add, yeah, there are other stadim lakal, but yes, I think that's no problem, assuming that they're lo yil chinuch to do that. That would be a legitimate application of the Mordechai.
And what about the light up sneakers?
So the light up sneakers, so if you put them on the child, so you could argue, assuming that they're usher to wear, but But assume you could argue that's equivalent to the bells, dressing them in the bells. So it's going to depend a little bit of why you think bells are different. Do you think bells are different because it's immediate? Do you think bells are different because dressing them is different? Do you think bells are different because it's for the parents, right? Depending on which answer you give to that, you would have this. But you could argue that yes, you know, misvar pshuta, I would think that putting on the light up sneakers would be okay, because it's not immediate and it's not for the parents. The only tzad to be machmir is if you say no. The Magen Avraham says dressing them is like putting it in their mouth. I'm not sure why you would say that, but if you held that way, then maybe it would be aser. Yeah.
And I'm assuming all these are good to give it to a kid.
Oh, now there's another question, which is what about the shaila of muksa? So I would think yes. In other words, if this, even if it's a klish b'ach toli aser, why would a usage of a klip shachtel iser is to give it to your child as a toy? And so if you think it's mutter, once you think it's mutter to give it to him, then why wouldn't that be a tzarech kufo? There's a discussion we had, if you remember, does it have to be then? But Pashta says, yeah, I would think so. I saw there's a discussion about this in Orcho Shabbos, Chilak Beis, page Tuf Kuf Pei Gimel. And he does assume the stringent reading of that Mordechai, which is the Mordechai would aser it if it's an iser d'oraisa. So to give your kid a toy, that usage of the toy would involve an iser d'oraisa, like giving him a pen. So that would be a violation of Sophia. And the Mordechai only says giving the kid something that would involve an iser d'rabanan would be okay. As we said, that is not clear that's what the Mordechai would hold, because he might have argued that once it's not Sfiyah, it's not Sfiyah. What difference makes the rise of the Rabbanon? Once you reject the Rashba, should be the same, but that's his understanding. What about if it's only an Issa Rabbanon, like Mashmiya Kol Shir, then it is Mutter to give it before the Katan, as long as it's clear that he's not doing it for the sake of the father. In other words,
so you can put the fire truck there.
You could put the fire truck there, that drives the parents crazy. But the Orach HaShabbos still says, well, even though the Mordechai and the Shulchan Aruch say it's okay, still, you should only do it if it's Tzarech Gadol, like the kid is crying. Otherwise, you shouldn't do it. And he doesn't give the reason of the Mordechai. He says, because B'shas Adchak, it could be Samech on the Rashba. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure why we couldn't just apply the Mordechai over here straight. Then he quotes from Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that if it's a toy that's Mashmiya Kol, that is not a Kol Shel Shir, like a rattle, then you could give it to the kid regardless. Because there's another tzad lahakal over there, even though the Rama says that kli hamiyuchad lashmas kol is aser, even if it's not a klei shir, that's because of ovdin d'chol. And so, l'gabei a toy, it's not really ovdin d'chol. So, that being the case, there's a, in a case like of a rattle, then he was meikel. Okay, fine.
It's a light up truck. Using
electricity is the right something. Yes, so then you would. Now, I'll point out something. We'll talk about this when we get to the if you think electricity. Yeah, we'll say yes. Enochanami, correct. That's not obvious for the Mordechai, as we said, but that's. But yes, correct.
Getting back to Mathos and Source, Rebbe was saying we don't accept the Shulchan Aruch
Haram. No, I don't think we would. I think we wouldn't want to even put before. I think it's not pasha to put before that bottle before the kid. If now, could you argue that there are other tzadim to be mekel in that shaila? Maybe, but I think we accept fundamentally. We accept the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, who says that we're more machmir about this than legabe we're more machmir from Machas Suros than we are Lagabe Hilchos Shabbos.
Could that perhaps be due to Team Tumalim?
The reason it's not, you know, not so obvious why that is. Yeah, what did you say?
Perhaps that's due to
Team Tumalim? Which we're not going to get into now, is it possible to say that waiting is more like the Isser Gavra, not the Isser Hefta?
And it helps us with Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur might be, well, that we might be makel on regardless. I didn't say by Yom Kippur we're machmir. I said, I thought it was, by Yom Kippur we are makel. And we don't have like the Menchas Chinuch either. They have to wait till it's a Safek Sakana before you can start feeding your kid. Yes, Moshe.
No, I was suggesting perhaps the chumrah for Machol Zasuros is because of the union of Timtum Halev.
It could be, though it's not obvious that there's Timtum Halev for Isur Derabanan. Pashta says there isn't, right? Okay.
Also, could you say the difference between the bells on the clothing and giving a person, you know, the child a pen to write with or something, forgetting mm-hmm. about whether writing is a problem for Derbana and Daraisa, that if you dress a child with bell clothing, then he's definitely, without question, going to be making noise. Whereas mm-hmm. even if you give the pen in his hand, he may choose to write with it, and even if you're pretty sure he is, but it's not...
Okay, but the Mordechai's Mekel, even though it's Vada, he says, even though you know for sure the kid's going to eat the cupcake. I mean, the chances of a kid not eating a cupcake are the same as the kid saying still, not making noise with the bell. Uh-huh. But, okay.
Look at the writing, though. Like, if I give my kid a crayon, he's not writing Shdus.
So then in a Hanami.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't. Yeah. He would just make scribbles on a paper. Oh,
so is that, is making scribbles, what is that? I mean, it's Roshe, no?
He tells me it's an airplane, but...
Such interesting Shiloh. Is that a violation of Roshe? Like, is Roshe in the eye of the writer? Or the Lamaisa, your wife is going to hang it up on the fridge and say, look, it's an airplane.
She goes, look, it's a zoo. She's like, no, it's an airplane. Oh, that's when National was a zoo.
The right. Okay, that's interesting to Shiloh. Is that a derisive violation of Roshe? Fine. Okay, so now let's go back to the Mochek Shaila. So as we saw from the Mardechai, there is a Mechika Shaila here as well. Now, if you learn that the Pshat and Tosefta is that the Gader of Mechika is Hachana Leksiva, then eating this cake should certainly not be an Isser. Or to put it a little differently, does it make sense? But if you say that the Gadar of the Malacha is a Mechikas Osios, then we could understand why. At least it would be an Isser Derabanan. In other words, once again, we're left with the same Shaila. Does it make sense to both say that you can't eat the cupcake and also say that you can't you can't be Mochek Tishtus Dio? L'chora, they point to two different Gadarim of the Malacha. Though over here, again, we paskin both, and here it's less of a problem because here we're dealing with an Isser Derabanan anyway. So therefore, it's not so surprising that we paskin both of these dinim. In other words, might be that the gedder of the Malacha Deraisa is Hachana L'Ksiva, but at least there's an Isser Derabanan of Mechikas Osios, even if it's not Hachana L'Ksiva, and that's why this is Aser. Fine. Now,
if you keep using the terminology of Hachana Leksiva,
yeah,
the Prima Godam extends that to even white out. But are we going to go that far, or is it you have to do a mice of erasing at Hachana Leksiva?
That is a mice of erasing.
Meaning you're not scratching off ink or wax or something.
Well, okay. Yeshlachkor. Now, that once you accept that the Gedim Malchus Hachana L'Ksiva, you could certainly understand why you would say what the Prima Gadam is saying. You're pointing out that you could be mechalek between erasing the Tishtus Dio and white out. But I think the raya that you're wrong, it would be a problem, is at least, you know, we paskin that when you write the black on the red, that's mechikas hared. How is it mechikas hared? By writing on top of it. And that's mochek. Okay. So it could be that this is, it's usher. Usher maybe because it's, even if the getter is hachan l'ksiva, but it's dom l'malacha, and therefore it's going to be usher. Now, and we know, by the way, that, you know, there are other, you know, we saw for the Rambam that kochel is usher because of kosev. So maybe that's ksiva to malacha. Anyway.
Isn't it a word that's not true?
What do you mean?
The Rambam clearly separates kochel from the Xerio Sutra up to kosev.
You're saying that it's doma l'ksiva, it's not just atu ksiva. Okay, good. So maybe the same thing here. Good. Excellent. Fine. So the Magen Avraham, though, has an interesting kula, sefkatan hey, from the Aguda. We're going to be matir if it's dvash me'urav v'mayim. Magen Avraham says, I don't understand. Al kolpanim rishumo nikar. In other words, what difference does it make? If I write with honey, then it's usher to erase the letters, right? But if I write with the diluted honey, then it's mutter. Why? It's short-lived. Okay. But the Magen Avraham says, but it still works. Like, you could still read, you know, it still says Reishis Chachma. So what difference does it make that it's diluted honey? So the Prima Gadim, Sifkat and Hay, writes that you have to say that here it's mutter because it's a triple shvus. And B'chiyai Gavna lo gazru. Why is it a triple shvus? Number one, mochik shalom nas lechtov. Number two, mechikas davar she'enu miskayim, because the honey will disappear after a while. And number three is, it's mechikas davar al davar, mechika al davar she'enu miskayim. Sort of interesting, as we pointed out last time, that that's considered an additional shvus.
Can you also think of the film
I thought, look it up, I thought that this is what he says were the three Darabanans. And that's why he says it's different when it's regular honey as opposed to the diluted honey. Because then it's only a double Darabanan. It's Mechikus L'Malas Lechtov, plus it's Al Davar She'enu Miskayim. So there's a number of Chidushim over here. First of all, that there's a difference between a double Darabanan and a triple Darabanan. Second of all, that we consider Davar She'enu Miskayim and Al Davar She'enu Miskayim as two different shvusim, even though, you know, you could have said it's just the same shvus, two different, it's a shvus for two reasons, but it's still the same shvus is Enu Miskayim. Now, we should add over here that this is also Davar She'enu Miskayim B'sik Reisha. You know, you have no kavana to do mechika. You're either eating it, or even if you're not eating it yet, you're just breaking it up in half or cutting it in half. So it's hachana to eating, but you're not machaving for mechika. So really, in the end of the day, it's a psik reisha de lo ech beslay and a triple de rabbanan, and that's the reason for the mekilin. But if it's a regular cake, then it's aser because it is miskayim. So it's a psik reisha de lo nichalei in a double derabanan, we're machmir, according to this reading. But a psik reisha de lo nichalei in a triple derabanan, we are megel. Even though the Magen Avraham doesn't like this kula, the Mishnah Berurah, sifkatan tesvav, accepts it. Chazanish is machmir. That's l'shitaso. He doesn't like this double derabanan, triple derabanan, things like that. Then there's a very famous Dagmir Vava over here. Dagmir Vava says, you could disagree with the Ramah, and we could be matir the cakes. Why? He says, certainly it's going to be okay according to the Trumas Hadesh and the Psik Reish and the Rabban and his Mutter. Even if you're going to say we are mafmir on that Shaila by Psik Reish by Yisid Rabbanan, here it's Mekalkel Uklachar Yad. And therefore we should be matir even according to the Magen Avraham. And the Lushe Srad, Sifkat and Chav Gimel, is medayik this way from the Magen Avraham, Shin Yadal Sifkat and Hey. The Magen Avraham is also matir psik resha, the when it's Eino Tzvichel Gufa, Mekalkal, and Lo Nichalei and Klachar Yad. So we're willing to be Mekil for a psik resha when it's Lo Nichalei plus a double Rabbanan like Klachar Yad and Mekalkal. That is basically what comes out from these Mekilim. Now, that's very important, as we've talked about in other types of shilas, like when we were talking about on Sunday, about some of the security issues and the like. The Dogma of Rava says, so if I'm right, so why is Maharam asering, right? Like, I don't want to argue with the Maharam. So he says, no, there it's very different. You want to erase it, right? Why do you want to erase it? Why are you mechavein for the mechika? This brings us to why it's Shua Shaila. If you need like an all-night shir, right? Because it's a skula. How do you like, you know, by looking up the letters, they go into your, it's a skula for zichra, remembering Torah, learning Torah, whatever it is. So first I thought that's like very shver. But then when I started looking at the other Rishonim who quote this Maharam, like the Rokeachs and then Reish Sadi Bav, and they're like, they say this. They say it explicitly. Again, that's where I got those fascinating descriptions of what they did about bringing the babies to the shul and the like. But he says explicitly, the Kore Harav Kolteva, the Hanar Acharav Umachilin Lanar Ha'uga, Vabetza Kitov Hu Lepsichas Halev. So this description of what the Mordechai is talking about was, Mamish, like he says, Tovu Lepsichas Halev, by eating these letters, it's a skula. Ah, then I understand you're mechave. But if you're ain't a mechave, and if we're just talking about eating birthday cake, I assume that eating birthday cake isn't a skula, and therefore the Dogma Rava is meiko. There is another kula that is cited by the Magen Avraham, the Maharash Halevi. He says it's mutter when you eat the cake. In other words, and as opposed to cutting the cake. Maybe because, and the Rambam might sort of sound that way because he says it's asr lishvar ugos shiksuvos aleim kamin osios. He doesn't say it's asr to eat them. He says it's asr lishbor. And the Dogma Rava once again says you have to say this way. It's mefurish and psachem daf lamed zayin bet aleph. How do I know that? Because it says over there, you're allowed to eat matzos. They used to like make, some people used to make pictures on their matzahs, like a fish or a chicken or I don't know, whatever they would do on their matzahs. So the Gemara says, yeah, we don't like when they do that because of achshach shchimut. It takes a long time to make this image on your matzah. But there's no issue other than that. There's no issue of mechika. And so this brings us back. We discussed this earlier already when we discussed the question of, do you need a background? In other words, is the iser of ksiva writing on top of paper? What if the writing is the same thing as the paper? So that was one way to understand it. One way or the other, the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Tesvav, does accept this Maharash Halevi. The Chazon Ish doesn't like it. He says, I don't understand. If you did this on, if you wrote this way on the cake, it would be aser on Shabbos. Chakika is also a form of ksiva. If you took a stamp and you pressed embossed this picture of the bird on the matzah, it would be aser. So it doesn't make sense to say that fundamentally it's not shaykh to ksiva. If you want to, what is the Maharash Halevi saying? It's not because it's fundamentally not shaykh to ksiva. It's only because, again, it's psikresh and trade rabbanon. He doesn't like that kula so much as well. He then adds, well, maybe it's only mutter, like in the case of Psachim, when it's a tsura. So the question is, why is that? Why should that be different? In other words, if making a bird is chayv mishum roshim, so what difference does it make if it's a letter or a bird, right? So he says a very interesting idea, that when you have an image on the cookie or the cake or the like, that we could see as the shape of the cake. Right? The tzura al halachem, it's not a separate tzura. It's not like there's a cake with a picture on top. This is, let's like, you know, just like you braid challah, so too, this is part of the cake. Letters, we wouldn't see it that way. Letters, we would see it as...
So if you make a challah in the shape of a letter?
Right. That could be... maybe then you could also say it's the shape of the challah, maybe. He's being mechalif between a case where you know you have those crackers that have like that says a word on it. So then he's saying that we can't say is the shape of the cake because it's a word. But if it's a tsura, an animal cracker or something like that, then we could say that's the shape of the cake. So maybe you're right. Maybe if the whole cake is, you write a make a birthday cake that's in the shape of an F, So now that we can say that's the shape of the cake also. Fine. Okay, exactly. That would definitely be okay. An additional tzad lahakel, we said from the Taz, that is dechachila, but he says, just like remote, do we talk about this? Like Borer, right? But as we point out on Chazesh, it's very hard to say. L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah is makel like the Dagmar Vava, when you're breaking the osios b'shas achila, because that's also klachar yad, and plus, even though from the Mordechai, like we said, it doesn't sound that way. It sounds like even eating it is usher. Maybe we talked about answers. Mishnah Berurah seems to be mako by Chad Rabbanan and Matir Trade Rabbanan. Here is Shtickel Kasha on Rabbi Willig. And I guess here we're out of time. Because remember, Willig held that the Mishnah Berurah is mako for psikresha de lo nichale when they're not kolyastika de rabbanans. But here, the ones that the Mishnah Berurah sort of quotes are mekalkel and klachar yad, which are kolyastika, not pratiyastika.
It's also showing us lichto.
Oh, so.
But he doesn't think.
But that's not what he's saying, right?
It says in Shatzia, it's even better than the Bima Gadim's case because there's another, there's a third de rabbanan, so it's the third one. Don Shalom and Ask lichto.
Let's look back. So that's what you're saying. That's really, even though he says it's a Dolder Rabbanan because of Mekalka and Klachar Yad,
right.
But behind the scenes is a triple Dolder Rabbanan that he doesn't mention, right? It doesn't sound that way. All right. And we talked about last time about why Bein HaOsios might be okay in Rosh Lomo Zalman's theory. Okay. So next time, Sunday, Bezos Hashem, we're going to do Shtari Hadyotos. And Masu Matan and the like, and hopefully we'll talk about internet businesses and all those things. Everyone should have a good day. One for
themselves.
No,
that's much worse.
Are you saying will last forever? Meaning to say,
too much sugar.
It will. I mean, it'll get dried out, but
it
like,
lose its form.
I don't think so. You know, they have these bakeries that like have birthday cakes on display that might be, 10 years old. But they just show you what they can do.
Okay. So that's why I'm like, not here for the cutting.
The better thing to do is cut it before Shabbos or put it on like a bar or something like that.
Okay.
If you remember, you know.
Some of these bakeries, they make them an on their bakery.
Right. So they put it on top of something. Cookie. Yeah. And then you take off the cookie. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey. Hi. Do you have time for a couple more questions?
Sure.
Okay. Number one, everyone else is done with. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Number one, I think there may be a variation of the minhag with the kids. You put honey on a slate instead of on a cake.
And yes. Different minhagim.
Yeah. Okay. In that case, the children are unlikely to lick off all the honey. So if you lick off part of the letter, but there's still the letter
here?
Remains. It's not a stick. Is that a tzad to be makel?
Maybe. I hear.
Okay. That was one point. Another point is the negation of tzviya always malabin, or maybe it could be mechika, a negation of tzviya, because it seemed to be very similar. You have some.
So pashtus is they have nothing to do with each other. That's what we talked about at the beginning, Lachas Kosek, but we talked about the Rambam by putting the ink or whatever, the paint on the behema by Meiser Behema.
I'm wondering because if you have ink which falls on a piece of paper, removing it might be considered malabing. You're malabing the paper, or it might be considered because you said removing the impression of the ink. So that could be a.
Right. It doesn't sound that way. Doesn't sound right. I'm sorry, I have to go actually because someone is here.
Okay.
Shkayach.
Some future time. There's a historical point about pinkase, which has halachic relevance about the ink on. Okay.
Good. I'd love to hear. Call to.
Okay. Bye. Happy Lag Bummer.
You too.